Welcome everybody to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary J. Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. I'm a retired animal communicator and the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Forever. And I just want to remind you that a week from tomorrow, next Saturday, I have a teleclass, Expanding Your Consciousness with Whales and Dolphins. In May, I have one on Communicating with Trees. And for a few lucky people, there's still a couple spaces left on my Swim with Wild Dolphins in Bimini. So you can find information, the teleclasses, just go to the schedule on my website, and of course, for the dolphin trip, to the trips page. So this gathering happens each first Friday of the month at noon Eastern time, and it's just an opportunity to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet. And as most of you know, I have different people facilitate this call each month. And then afterwards, the meditations are posted on the website, globalwaterhealing.org. And so you can go in there anytime and do a meditation, a guided meditation. We have almost 4 years worth posted there. It's getting really hard to deal with that website now because it's starting to go so slow with all those recordings on there. But I'll figure out what to do about that soon. So I am really excited to introduce our facilitator today. It's my best friend, Shoshana Avri. And Hi, Shoshana. She's been practicing and teaching shamanism for over 30 years, and she's really passionate about working with the spirits and helping others to find their way back home. And she studied with Michael Harner and the Foundation for Shamanic Studies, and she studied with other indigenous teachers as well, and she does private sessions with people, and she teaches workshops. And so I know she's going to take us on a really exciting journey today. Anything else you'd like to say about yourself, Shoshana? And if not, you can just go ahead and start.
No, I think that says it. But I will tell everybody, I have been to Bimini with Mary, and that is an amazing experience. So if you get a chance to do that, do it. The water's spectacular. The people are fabulous there. And the dolphins are amazing. So without further ado, I want to thank all of you for coming to participate and opening your hearts in this way. And you don't have to know how to journey to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you on a guided meditation. The most important thing is just kind of relaxing and surrendering to the experience. So first I'm going to call in the spirits of the ancestors of the seas, especially the whales. And for some reason, plankton wanted to come in too. They're lovely. So I'm going to be using a rattle during this experience. That's to keep you on track in the sense of listening to something. Your mind will notice that there's something in the background to keep you going on the journey. So you can just sit back and relax as I bring in the spirits. You can bring in your own spirits as well. And I'll be back with you in just a minute. We'll begin. Hey, la, la, la. 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 Hey, la, 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 hey, 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 la, la, hey, la, hey, la, la. I call in all the ancestors, all of our ancestors who are here listening on this call, the ones who love us, I'm calling you in to help us, to protect us, keep everybody safe on this journey, to be here and journey with us and have a great time and facilitate any way that you see well. I'm calling in the ancestors of all the whales through all time, all dimensions, and the plankton to please come and be with us. You all are going to get a whale that will show up, a spirit whale, that you will travel with on this journey. So I'm calling in all the whales, all the times, all the dimensions, to come be here, to fall into your room, so you will notice something right away. And know that everybody is protected in the journey. These are your compassionate spirits for this journey time. We will be going intergalactic, so it's great to have a wonderful guide to do this with. So, having said all that, you will be picking a whale, or one will come into your room to travel with, and you will be protected all the way doing this experience. So close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and let your body relax. Knowing there are spirits all around you who love you and want to assist in this journey. You will see a whale show up for you to travel with. When that happens, take a moment to ask them their name and what kind of whale they are. Thank them for coming and know they are wildly powerful and here for you. So I'm going to rattle for a little while you find your whale and have a conversation. Okay. Your intention, our intention today, is to go to the star galaxy of Andromeda. There's a kind of energy there we will be getting to bring back to the Earth's waters to enliven all the oceans and waterways. So let's take a nice deep breath, climb on the back of your spirit whale, get a nice little grip. You'll be okay. Doesn't matter. They're not going to let anything happen to you. You'll be able to stay on. And off we go. Out of a window in your home, into the sky. We're climbing higher and higher as the whales know exactly where to go. The wind is rushing past us, and you are safe on the back of your whale. Further and further up, 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 out into the cosmos. Keep going as I rattle. We are starting to enter the stars and the star rings in our galaxy. It's dark as night out here, except for the glorious starlight all around us. Take this in. It's breathtaking. starlight is so welcoming, and the consciousness of the galaxy has become our ally, as they know we are coming, and it is opening itself to our mission. If you look around, you'll see other travelers from our group, all heading to Andromeda, which is steeped in stars. So take a few minutes to look around and take in what you see. Let your body feel everything around you. Look at all the stars and just take in the consciousness of the creation out here. We are passing a big star nursery. Here you can see stars in translucent sacks, much like how we grow, and they are waiting and growing to be born. They are all shapes, sizes, and colors so beautiful, just floating in incubating sacks. There is an energy of fullness of life being given off, as this is creation creating itself right before our eyes. Let's take a few minutes to ride through the nursery, wishing them all well and feeling the aliveness. We are now heading towards some very bright light emanating from the star cluster. We are expected here. We're very close now, and it's warm and inviting. Listen closely. You can hear the celestial songs of the galaxies singing to us. How magnificent. I'll let you listen for a few minutes. We are now being guided to a pool of starlight. Head towards that bright luminescence. Beautiful out here, still gorgeous light music, and this pool is right up ahead, bright luminescence. As we're in this beautiful bright luminescence, we're now hovering over this pool of golden light and what looks like gold-infused water. This is an elixir for our Earth's waters. We are to bring this back and pour it into the waters around the globe to enliven the waters and strengthen the oceans. This is life force. It's magnificent. It's almost holographic. Golden light piercing this teal blue water. It's thicker or more viscous than our water, but it will disperse. These are packed, dynamic, molecular structures never brought to Earth before. It's time now. The way has been opened for us to bring this to our home. Take a moment to take this in. Hover over it, feel it, look at it before we get involved in diving in. Have you look behind you now as you sit on the whale. There's a big sack on the back of your whale, and you are to fill your sack as the whale dives into this amazing elixir. It will be quick, and you will be able to breathe. No worries. So let's go. We're heading down, down, down. We're almost there. A little further. Okay, we're going in. Woohoo! Hold on to your sack and fill them. It'll flow right in. Also, feel free to drink in this molecular structure for your own health as well. It's an elixir. It's going to help heal you. So spend some time in here, drinking up and filling your sack. Feel it all around you. See what it feels like. See if it has a message for you. We're going to spend a little bit of time inside. Good job, everybody. I can see your stacks are full, and they're weightless. Now we'll start surfacing. Up we go. You all did beautifully. I'm shaking off the remnants of this molecular structure, and it's like stardust. It's so light and beautiful, and yet it's golden and blue and all these shades of blue and just super magnificent and hyper-colored. It's hard to leave this exquisite place, so full of life and love. Gather yourselves together with your sacks tied around your waist. There will be a rope there. It will be easy. Let it sit behind you. And let's get ready for our trip back. Give thanks to this magnificent pool of life as we move to leave. Thank you so much, Giver of Life, and we will share your magnificence with the earth. We need to get back. So on the way back, please think of the place or places on earth, of the waters, where you'd like to share this miracle. You can go to as many as you like, oceans, lakes, rivers, wherever, and share this beauty and healing stardust with as much water as you can. So look around you as we're coming back towards the earth now. Feel the warmth of the wind through you. We're leaving the dark, deep space, and we're coming back and seeing that pearl of a planet in front of us. You can see it in the distance. As we get closer, we are going to separate. For those of you wishing to travel to your favorite places, we will gather back after a few minutes as you share the stardust with the waters around the earth. As you do this, as you empty some of your sacks into all these waters, watch what happens as it enters the waterways and travel on the celestial music and the rattle. Take care. Have a good journey here. We will meet up shortly. Go as far and wide as you choose, and share this with as many places as you love. Okay, everyone, follow my voice back to where you started and gather with your whales. Start to see one another out here, meeting in a group, following my rattle. Come back, come back, come back. We're all gathering closer, closer together in our little pod of today with our whales. You've done a great job. Okay, it seems like everybody's back again. Thank you, whales, for this amazing adventure. Ask them how you can connect with them in the future. Then come back to your body. Know that you can call on your spirit whale anytime in meditation for another experience. Give you a couple minutes. Thank everyone. Kiss them, of course. Come back into your body. Now wiggle your toes and fingers and feel yourself back in your body, in your room, in your home. It might be full of light. You probably brought back a little starlight. And open your eyes. Welcome home. You did a great job. Thank you from all the spirits and the bottom of my heart for this great experience.
Thank you, Shoshana.
Thanks, Mir. Take a deep breath, everyone.
Yeah, it's going to take a few minutes for everybody to get back in their body.
Get back in their body, sure. I had to quit rattling or they'd keep going.
I know. Yeah, back in your bodies, everyone. Open your eyes. Move your head around a little bit.
Yeah. You went a long ways out.
Way, way long ways.
Yeah.
What I loved, Shoshana, was, you know, as I came out of that pool of the golden light that we collected to bring back to Earth, I looked just like that lady in Goldfinger.
Oh, yes.
I was completely gold.
Nice. How did that feel?
It felt really cool, and so was my whale. So we were both gold flying back to the earth, you know.
Oh, nice.
And then when I let some of my gold water go into all these various places, it was neutralizing any poison, any toxins. So that was what I saw mine doing. It was going out, it was expanding, and it was neutralizing the oil and things like that. I went over to Indonesia where they had just had an oil spill. And yeah, so very cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So is there somebody that would like to share something or have a question for Shoshana? If there is, please star 6.
Hi, this is Dana from Huntington, Pennsylvania. And this week we had a freight train derailment into one of our creeks right off the Juniata River. So was able to help with a little cleanup work there. And one of the things that I saw the elixir doing was actually changing the temperature of some of the waters and in one of the rivers in downstate Delaware, some of the like cottonmouths that had migrated northward were starting to migrate south again, back to where they belong.
Oh. Wow. Cool. Beautiful. Thank you.
Somebody else?
I have a question. If what we do heals the waters, but humans have not yet taken responsibility for their actions. That's a conflict for me. That, you know, the biggest dumpers of stuff, and all of humans who still need to learn how to be in harmony with nature, it seems like the worsening of things pushes us as a whole human lot to learn. And if we heal the waters, then what will happen to the learning?
Well, so far, it seems like we need to keep learning the same thing again and again. So I think there are people waking up, and there's been more and more water events. Last month there was a Worldwide Water Day, and I think people are really becoming aware of what's going on. And the healing work we do, I think, is helping to keep things from getting so bad that it's, you know, going to be sort of irreversible, or is going to start damaging the planet even more. So I think we're just trying to keep things at a particular level. But
so that the planet can still support human life.
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, I think people are waking up, and I don't think it needs to I don't think the whole system needs to crash for people to get it.
They are doing, I know out in India, I was watching a show where people have gathered in droves and cleaning up the rivers that go into the Ganges. I mean, tons and tons of rubbish have been taken out of there, and the waters are now running beautifully like they have never run, you know, in recent history. And then they're going after the Ganges as well, which is really, if you and I stepped in there, it would not be so great. And that's a big sacred river. So they've been cleaning up the eight rivers that go, the seven sisters, I think they are, that go into that sacred river in the world. And, you know, it's like anything. All you can do in my world is spread as much compassion and joy as you can, because that is the seed that grows a thousand trees. And who really knows how it's going to end up? The best we can do is the best we can do, and we're caring and we're being loving, and I think that's a great beginning and middle and end, and hopefully it'll all work. It's all going to work out.
Yeah.
One way or the other, you know?
Yeah, and the other thing I'd like to remind you is that I asked Granny about this one time, my whale friend, and she said that by us holding this vision of the waters clean and pristine and vibrant, she said that some people with the right type of mind would create technologies to clean things up, and so that just by holding that vision, it's going to inspire people to change the way they're doing things and other people to find ways to clean things up. So,
Well, it comes across on Facebook. For me, I pick up, technologies that are, like almost ready to be in place.
Yeah.
Some, and others developing for doing cleanup and learning things like mushrooms, I think, because the most recent one I saw, well, mushrooms can eat plastic. I think those things are happening. I don't think the general public is aware of them yet, but I think Facebook, for all its faults, is a big spreader of information that is also useful. Mm-hmm. And that's where I learn about these things.
Yeah.
Try TED. If you've never been to TED Talks, look at what they're doing on TED, what they're doing with
TED Talks.
Recycling. They're in the science department, their science arena. Oh, my God, it's amazing.
Oh, really?
It is. Oh, yeah. There's one guy who's gone into third world countries, and he pays people to bring all the recyclable garbage to him, and he pays them in food, water, all kinds of other supplies, rent. He's doing this around the world, and they have gathered, and then he sells it off to all be recycled again over and over and over again. There's tons and tons of stuff being done out there. It's just that it's just not mainstream news. It's not as exciting as what the news likes to put out, but it's happening. It's just hold your heart open to that place,
Yeah, I keep going back and forth between, wow, really, there is a lot going on. It's still small and it's not well known, but it sure comes my way. And then going like, oh, my God, well, it's bad. People need to know it's bad, and they need to know to change some of our behaviors. And I'm still working on changing my behaviors. So, I go back and forth and I think, well,
I think, though, by, more and more people holding the vision of what it is we want, that helps to create that change in consciousness, and it's seen collective unconscious. So
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks.
This is Lenny. What was just said about people being a little late in the game, perhaps, in general. In my visualization and meditation with my beautiful whale, as we came back, I started with the planet waters, and then I went to the creatures, and then to the people, and instilled this beautiful elixir of golden starlight and life force into the body of everyone on the planet to infuse the consciousness, to quench the thirst for love and light and safety, for things like recognition, balance, community, respect, and harmony, to help perhaps answer the issue that was just brought up.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. And there you go, see? It's right there. It's right in front of us. It's really beautiful. People are participating.
Yes.
And everybody has a gift,
And as that elixir-infused water evaporates and goes over the land, it's going to rain down on every creature on the planet.
Oh.
So it's going to keep
There's
going.
Another thought.
Yes, it's going to keep mm-hmm. going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, the trees will have a heyday.
Yeah.
Hi,
this is
Muriel, and it's something unusual happened because I was all focused on water. And when you started the drumming, my third eye opened, and I just suddenly was high in mountains, snow-covered mountains, and it was so vivid. It was so like sitting and watching a movie, and I was pretty spellbound by just, seeing the details of this unfolding movie of snow-covered mountains. But what came through to me was, there are all these different forms of water, of which snow is one, and that you can approach working with the waters in any of their forms, whether it's snow or clouds or mist or deep blue sea or whatever. And what it was given to me to do was to focus on, for some reason, there was something about height that was really important. And it's like take the infusions and put them as high up as you can. So I went to Everest. And but it was so visually vivid and clear. And it was involuntary. It wasn't like something I was choosing. It was just what was happening. So I ended up working with snow.
Oh, that's lovely. And that's such a great example of surrender to the spirits. You know, that's beautiful. Great for you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, one thing I have noticed, because I love being in the water, in the ocean, in the rivers so much, but that my spirit seeks height. There's something about height that's really a real good match for my spirit. So it's I feel like whatever our natural inclinations are is where our, you know, where we can make the greatest contribution. So I am surrendering to, like, okay, height it is.
That's great.
Yeah, this is Linda.
Yeah, Linda.
I had one of the white humpback whales come to me. I'm doing this training with Laurie at the moment, the whale energy medicine, where we're working with the 13 white humpback whales. And one of them just showed up straight away, said, "I'm working with you." I said, "Okay, let's go." And so Tristel is his name, and so we were together, and it was, you know, it was fantastic. I just saw all the, you know, dropping starlight and stuff into all these water bodies of water, and it just, as soon as you dropped a little twinkling in there, it just spread out, you know, and just, you know, over the whole ocean. And so I was mainly just, you know, in on oceans and riverways, but more in this hemisphere. I wasn't thinking too much in other hemispheres. But I think we all had our own little parts of the world to work with.
Well, that's what I love about this gathering, you know. It's like somebody goes to the snow and somebody goes to the people and somebody goes to the water. And, you know, between all of us, we get it covered.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you whether Granny had a message, but you already told us that she had a message, which was great.
Yeah, good old Granny.
Yep.
Well, is there anybody else? If not,
This is Jan from Seattle.
Yeah, Jan.
Yeah, I just want to kind of, I also had the get the elixir as high up as possible. That was also in the Himalayas, Andes, Mount Rainier. And I usually don't go to height, so that was an interesting one. But I was working a lot with the plankton. And the elixir that was brought back was specifically for, I was working with plankton. It was almost like, I think it's almost like a lot of the plankton originally was off planet, or, you know, a lot of our soul essence is kind of off planet or seeded from off planet. But it was helping it was almost bringing that soul essence back to the plankton that would help them with increasing, you know, radiation levels, or helping them to function in places where the radiation is just increasing, you know, temperatures are increasing, etc. So So I was working with the plankton.
Well, they're a big food source. They are pretty magical beings. So that's great.
About the plankton, I learned from, of course, with David Crow, who's an herbal person from Floracopia, if you want to look online. He says that plankton provides more than half of the oxygen on the planet.
Wow.
Wow.
And that the amount of plankton in the ocean is half what it used to be.
Decreasing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I knew trees, but I didn't know that about plankton. So you're helping plankton, it helps our oxygen supply as well.
Okay. Well, it's great to have Jan on the call today. Jan's one of our buddies from the Fairy and Human Relations Congress, which is coming up the end of June, right around the corner now. So if any of you are interested, go to Fairy Congress, FairyCongress.com. It's one of the most amazing events, and Shoshana and I have both been presenters there many times. And
it's a lot of fun.
State. You have a blast. So next month on May 4th, our facilitator is going to be Ann Gordon de Barragon.
All right.
And she'll be bringing in, I'm sure, whale and dolphin energy again. So let's see, I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody so we can all yell our chaotic goodbye and have a wonderful month. We'll see you next month and keep working on the waters.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, John.
Thank you.